Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends this Thursday evening. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley. 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. On the phone with me now, Stella Cash, who is with the Sparrow Foundation, the interim executive director. Good evening, Stella. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well, Cheryl, and yourself?
I'm doing just beautifully. It's warming up a little bit outside. Spring is coming sometime, Stella. Please tell me.
Yes. All we can do is hope for that. But we have a little bit of derailment, I think, going on for the weekend, perhaps.
That's what I hear. But the snow coming this weekend is only going to add to the atmosphere of the Heart Gala, which is coming up this weekend for Sparrow Hospital Foundation.
Well, and actually, the Sparrow Gala is the feature of the service line this year is not for the Heart Center. It is for our very outstanding Cancer Center. What we do is we rotate service lines, and it had been the service line was the Heart for a number of years. And so this year it is the money, the proceeds will go, well, they will actually go for Phase one clinical trials for us, and this is very important for the citizens in the Mid Michigan area.
Well, you caught me there. I was part of the Heart Gala as it got started, so that is my old phrase for it, Stella. You caught me.
No problem. It was the Heart Gala, and we focused on that service line for so many years. To many, it did become the Heart Gala.
Well, the important part of it, and we'll talk specifics about the gala itself. But it's a great party. It's a great party and a great fellowship for folks. But what it does is the bigger purpose, isn't it? It's the money that goes for these phase one trials. And tell me and my listeners why this will be so important for the Mid-Michigan area.
Well, one of the largest growth areas for Sparrow Health System has been, fortunately or unfortunately, in the area of cancer. And unfortunately, because so many of our people in our community, as in every other community, are faced with these issues. And we, if you really stop and think about having an asset in this community where our family members and our loved ones and our neighbors and our friends can stay right here at home and have superb care when they are facing cancer. I mean, this is huge for our community. And we have the technology. We have state-of-the-art equipment. We have physicians. And we have all of those technical and the science-based services. But one of the things that I really think differentiates the care that you get at Sparrow in the Cancer Center is what we would call the loving care, the radical loving care. And on Tuesday night, I was reading to the health system board, a letter from someone who had been in our hospital, and they talked about she had actually lost her husband, and then she ended up coming in herself and talking more about the loving care that she got. And I think that's something to be very, very proud of in our Mid-Michigan community.
And the Sparrow Health System, as you said, they are dedicated to that. That's not just a slogan.
No. Oh, absolutely. And it starts from the sixth floor. It is integrated into every aspect, from our food service operators, our people who tote the large carts with the linens, to our nursing staff, our physicians, every aspect, our labs, every component of Sparrow. This is what we want, is to focus on providing this care for our people here in Mid-Michigan, because you know, if you stop and think about it, all of us someday are going to need access to tremendous health care. And to not be able to have, you know, to not have to go miles and miles away, it's just such a benefit for our community.
Well, and it is life-changing. I imagine if you needed care, you know, some kind of radiation, chemotherapy, any kind of care, and you had to be feeling that ill and then hopping in the car and driving a couple of hours to get that care, it adds so much burden to you, to how you're feeling, and to your family as well.
And to your family. I mean, you may be in a position that your health will not allow you to drive. And so this means that your family members or your neighbors or your colleagues, somebody's got to help you. And it's a lot of difference, you know, in going downtown than it is driving an hour or so. So again, it's just a huge asset for us in our community.
Let's talk some specifics about the gala this year. It is February 26th, which is this Saturday.
Saturday. That is correct. And it is at the University Club. The food will be spectacular, as it always is. And I have two of my very dear friends who have worked with my staff. They are interior designers by profession, and they have donated their time in helping with the decorations. The theme is kind of a cross between the Rat Pack and Jersey Boys. And, of course, Jersey Boys is coming to Mid-Michigan this fall, and we've been working with the Wharton Center. So it's going to be a really fun venue. It is not a sit-down dinner. It's a roam around, and that's great because you have an opportunity to move around and visit with your friends and that type of thing.
Well, and my involvement in the past with the gala is not having a sit-down dinner, you know, the old-fashioned rubber chicken dinner that we always talk about. It
Absolutely.
Enables you to have relationships with people and walk through and really connect with folks who are there in the evening, some you haven't seen in a long time and some new friends that you can make. Are there still tickets available, Stella?
There are still tickets available. You can purchase them, a limited number, at the door on Saturday night. But I will tell you, we are pushing the 700 figure.
Oh, my gosh, that's spectacular.
Yes, it is. It's just, and one thing I just must mention is that we have had the most marvelous corporate sponsorships and support from the community, because people realize that this is for our community.
Well, and it stays here, and that's important to folks. When everybody's tightening things up, and people who are willing to give in Mid-Michigan always gives and gives big, when they know it's going to stay here, that just makes it that much more meaningful.
It really does. It just really does. And I also have to say something about the foundation staff. We have just a phenomenal foundation staff, and Sheila Dubian-Smith has been my lead person and has worked with the volunteers and worked with the University Club and the band. Of interest, the band that we have, Unique, we had them last year, but was also the band that was a part of the new governor's inauguration. So we're talking big names, and that makes it even more exciting.
Well, it certainly does. And the mission of the Sparrow Foundation, for folks who aren't familiar with it, what branch of the Sparrow Health System is this?
Well, we're 51 years into raising money for the health system. That's our total goal, is to raise money for the health system.
And this traditionally, I was just going to say, this gala traditionally raises a lot of money.
It raises a lot of money. It does. And we have been very, very prudent with our expenses. I mean, we focus on stewardship of our money for this community.
Well, you certainly do. Stella, I can't thank you enough for your time tonight. I know you're a busy lady, interim executive director of the Sparrow Foundation. Have a lovely time at the gala this year, and I can't wait to follow up and see what kind of money was raised for the Cancer Center.
And we will
We're in a bad cell thing all of a sudden, I guess, Stella. But we will wrap it up. Again, Stella Cash, interim executive director of Sparrow Foundation, on the gala this weekend at the University Club. Tickets are still available. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.